Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in.
McMonagle here with you on The Fan 102 on a Monday morning. We're already back. The weekend is over. It goes by so quickly. Sorry there. I didn't sing in the opening because I accidentally shut down the computer here and I panicked for half a second that I wouldn't have the calls. But here we are taking your calls at 888-808-1019. We got you till 5 a.m. in the warm-up show. We got Fleegs on the other side. He's back from all his time in the mornings, but just for briefly. Again, we got you till the warm-up show at 5 a.m. on this Monday morning off of two very important wins. Obviously, the New York Yankees and the New York Mets desperate for victories coming out of the All-Star break. I got a chance to speak to you on Saturday talking about the ugly Friday for both of these teams, right? They come out, the Yankees, you get the news, it's an opener. The Mets blow a lead with some questionable bullpen decisions from Mendoza early in the game, and then he lets it get out of control. And two ugly losses to start where you felt like there wasn't urgency with the teams. There wasn't this idea that this second half was going to be so critical for both teams. A Met team heading into the second half, a half a game back of Philadelphia. A Yankee team, two games back of Toronto. Both teams blowing five-game leads inside the division down the stretch of the season. You get the All-Star break, you come out, and you expect both teams to recognize how important it is going forward, how important the second half is. The Yankees have Toronto coming up now, and we'll get into at 888-808-1019 how important this three-game set against Toronto is. But you come out of the break, and you get the miserable effort from both teams on Friday night. And then you turn to Saturday, and I had a chance to really do a lot on David Wright. We'll get to the David Wright stuff if you like at 888-808-1019. Incredible honoring of David Wright, and it does hit different for a homegrown player. We did a lot of that on Saturday. We'll do more of it today. But the game follows for the Mets the same way. The Yankees play another sloppy baseball game, and really that's a story about not only lack of urgency, right, and the way the game was handled by the Yankee front office and staff and how they handled the starting pitching, but the Mets as well. It wasn't just bullpen decisions. The top of the order not hitting. We got to get into Lindor and how terrible he's been over this stretch. But the sloppy play. You obviously Friday night get Vivas getting thrown out at third base. Not covering first base from Warren. Not having anyone cover second base on a ball hit into the gap in the outfield for the New York Yankees. The Mets have similar issues. You got Torrens just throwing the ball away down the line. trying to pick him off at first base. It scores a run, sets up their second to tie the game at that point. Mauricio not turning a double play. Pete Alonso, who you find out later, has got some finger issues, but lollipops the throw to home. Like, two ugly, you know, really bad starts to this second half. And thankfully, at least for the New York Yankees, who we'll focus on here for a second, rally and score a ton of runs and rally back and have one of the best wins of the year on Saturday, scoring 12 runs, the grand slam from Grisham, coming back from down 5 runs 2 separate times in a huge win for the New York Yankees. A huge win for the New York Yankees. And as sloppy as it was, and as poor as some of the pitching was up until that point, it felt like at least for the New York Yankees, and they found you found it on Sunday for the New York Mets, but that the fifth inning when they start to score some runs and they continue to pound, continue to plug away, continue to come at the Braves the rest of the game, it felt like there was a switch. And from that moment on, the Yankees played much better, even with all the crap that went through it. Come out the other side, and then yesterday was so important, really, for both teams. The Mets, who had an opportunity to at least keep track with the Phillies as they were losing 2 out of 3 to the Angels. And the New York Yankees going up against the Toronto Blue Jays, who don't lose, and swept the San Francisco Giants. Coming into this Sunday, the Mets, who, let's be honest, the Reds and everybody else is chasing the Mets. And I was listening to Evans, Rico Bronya a little bit, and he was doing the numbers. The last 70 games for the New York Mets, the last, you know, 75 games rather, the New York Mets are 500. For the last 75 games, the New York Mets have been a 500 baseball team. And you've got everybody chasing them. The Reds are playing well. They've been hot as of late. Obviously, Milwaukee now sweeping the Dodgers. The rest of the NL is catching up to the New York Mets. And to get swept coming out of the gate to the Cincinnati Reds on David Wright weekend to start what needs to be a huge second half for both these teams, that would have been a disaster for the New York Mets. And instead, you get Peterson, your most reliable starting pitcher, and someone who can actually go deep into the games, start out of the gate with the first 3 batters of the game, 1-0, and then able to settle in, able to get out of that jam, another jam, double plays, do what he's consistently done now for the last year plus. Settle in, give them enough, give this offense that is still struggling enough of an opportunity to get back and, you know, score some runs. Obviously, we talk about the top of the order in Lindor and what he's been doing right now. What is he? I mean, when's the last time Lindor came through with a big hit? Consistently struggling now. And you could look directly at the New York Mets and how the top of the order does. I know we've talked about the bottom of the order and they need to improve, and we're going to do more on the deadline here as we move forward, because I got some strong opinions on what both teams should do at the deadline. But you could look directly at how the Fab Four, or whatever you want to call it, at the top of the order, how they do and how the Mets go. And yes, the bottom of the order has been a problem. In this series, or this, you know, the last couple games have been better. Torrens has gotten on base. Beatty's gotten on base. The top of the order, from Lindor to even Soto, who hits the home run to start the second half and really doesn't do all that much. And although his numbers are very good this year and well-deserving of being an all-star, we continue to see the lack of big hits. He hits the foul home run, obviously, in the David Wright game that would have, you know, obviously been a huge moment for him. It's just foul. He doesn't come through. We are not getting enough from him. Lindor's been awful. Alonso has been cold, dealing with a hand injury now. And you could directly look at what this offense does at the top and how they handle and how that impacts winning for this team. They are desperate for some offense, and especially big hits are thrown as a scoring position. And if they don't get it from the top, they typically don't get it. And you can point directly to that and how the Mets go. But this game yesterday, and Peterson able to settle in and get them through 6, and even though Diaz comes in the 9th.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In the eighth, with two outs to try and get a four-out save, is unable to do it. The Mets rally and score a run with the leadoff walk from Soto. They come through. Excellent base running. And they find a way to win a game that they desperately needed to stay at least a half a game back of Philadelphia. And that was a huge win for the New York Mets. And then you look at the Yankees and what Stroman was able to give them. Think about where the Yankees were, down 5-0 to the Atlanta Braves on Saturday, playing a miserable game again with more defensive miscues, more issues, more sloppy play, bad base running on Friday, the bullpen in disarray after having to throw a bullpen game to start, and we'll get into whether or not that was a good move or not. If you'd like, at 888-808-1019, we did some of it on Saturday. But they come out of the gate with a bullpen game. Hamilton gets lit up and gives up three runs to the first four batters of the game. They make base running mistakes. They come out in Saturday. They fall down 5-0. Albies hits another three-run home run. They don't cover first base. They have no one at second base. It looks like they're about to come out of this second half with an absolute embarrassing performance against one of the biggest underachievers in baseball this season, the Atlanta Braves. And then the offense woke up. They absolutely pound the baseball. You get big hit after big hit. You get the grand slam from Grisham. You get the moment where the one or two relievers you actually trust on this team in Weaver comes through with an enormous performance with bases loaded and one out in the eighth inning. You win a huge game on Saturday, a huge come-from-behind win, a gritty, tough win, and this offense has now shown, after not showing it for almost the entire first half of the season, over the last 3 or 4 weeks, they have shown consistent ability to come back from big-time deficits as an offense, whether it's the game against the Mariners, they're down 5-0 getting no hit, or obviously this game, or even the Toronto game where they were down big, they ultimately lose it, but come back and tie the game at 9-9. Like, this offense has now shown the ability to consistently come back. That was a huge win in that series, knowing the bullpen's a little bit down, and there's about two arms you trust in the entire bullpen. And then you come into Saturday with Marcus Stroman, and let's start Sunday with Marcus Stroman, and let's start there. How good, and let's just be fair, I don't know if I trust him. I don't know if I want him making playoff starts. I don't know how I feel about Marcus Stroman, but since he's come off the IL, this dude's been nails. He has been excellent for the New York Yankees. And yesterday's performance, when they need innings, the guy hasn't gone above five innings in how long. He goes out there and gives them 6 innings of one-run baseball against the Atlanta Braves. They jump out early with a Judge home run. And they're able to go out there and take a series after looking like, again, and I was tweeting it out because this is where, you know, I'll push back a little bit. We talk about no urgency, and I even admitted on some level that the organization as a whole, like, we talked about it on Saturday. I don't know what you'd like them to do. I don't like the idea of a bullpen game. I don't like the idea of Hamilton starting the second half, but I don't like the idea of Cookie Carrasco starting it either, or Winans starting it either. I'm not sure what options they had on Friday night that would have made us feel comfortable about how they started the opening game of this second half. But it was sloppy baseball. It was more of the same. We saw then the start of Saturday, and then to flip the switch and then give you the performance you get with the starting pitcher in Marcus Stroman on Sunday to try and keep up with the Toronto Blue Jays, who just swept the San Francisco Giants at home and have now won 10 consecutive games in Toronto at home as the Yankees head there for the biggest three games of the season so far. To get this win, whether it's, and I'm watching it now, as other teams make mistakes too, as Profar with first and second against Morgan Stroman pops a bunt up to Vivas at third base. You also saw Olsen make an error at first base and be unable to turn a play there that kind of helped the Yankees score some runs. Other teams make mistakes too, believe it or not. But this sloppy Yankee team, with no urgency, found a way to find some urgency suddenly over the last two games of the series, win an exciting come-from-behind win on Saturday, and then translated into a huge win on Sunday to take the series, feel a hell of a lot better. You have the pitching staff lined up for the next three games. You'll have Rodon to start tonight, and right there, that is a conversation right here. We talk about Carlos Rodon. We just talked about Marcus Stroman and how great he has been for the New York Yankees. Really, since coming off the injury, how good has Marcus Stroman been? But tonight, this series, you put the Braves series behind you, huge series win, needed to follow up that impressive comeback on Saturday with a victory on Sunday. You get that, you win a series against a bad team in the Atlanta Braves. You take two of three to start, you feel better about it, you won't have to throw any more bullpens, and you start tonight down three games, as even with taking the series, you lose another game in the standings to the Toronto Blue Jays, who swept the Giants, and you go into tonight, and Carlos Rodon on the mound. The all-star Carlos Rodon, who has had one of the best, you know, maybe seasons of his career. He had two really good ones, one with the White Sox and one with the Giants, but by far his best season as a Yankee. We have seen a lot of the stuff that has hampered him in the past be much better this year. We have not seen the game spiral out of control with an error made behind him, or a pitch called a ball that he didn't that was in the zone, or you know, a blue pit, or a broken bat single, or all the things that have usually helped him spiral games out of control and turn a one-run inning into a five-run inning. We have seen him eliminate a lot of those ills that we have seen previously from Carlos Rodon. But the one thing that still is there, the one thing we still question, is him in the biggest games. We've seen him spiral games out of control on not meaningful games, just regular games. Games coming off win streaks, games against lesser opponents. That has seemed to have been settled a little bit. But we still have not seen some of the biggest games this year against Toronto in that four-game sweep. Terrible. Against the New York Mets on a four-game losing streak, on a five-game losing streak, rather. Terrible. Some of the biggest games this year, he has not shown up for. There is no doubt. Tonight is the biggest game of the Yankee season so far. There is no doubt. Tonight is the biggest game for Carlos Rodon all season long. This is one of those games that the New York Yankees, coming off a series win, has got to play a clean, crisp game. They have been able, even in the win, I'll admit it. How could you not? They played a sloppy baseball game. They played two sloppy baseball games. Managed to win one of them. I thought Vivas should have been pulled from the game. We'll get to the comments. I saw Fliegelman even tweet about something the manager said. And I'll get on Boone. He made a comment on Friday, we'll get to it a little bit later, that is absolutely asinine and he's full of crap about pulling Vivas from the game. But tonight is a huge game for the New York Yankees. Tonight is a game the offense needs to show up, and tonight is a game Carlos Rodon needs to show up. And the best version of the New York Yankees needs to go into Toronto, who I may call frauds, and that's fine. I'll still call them frauds. We'll see what happens. But they have been one of the best teams in the American League. They just swept the San Francisco Giants. They've won 10 straight games in that building, including four against the New York Yankees. They lost a game in the standings in the three games series victory over the Atlanta Braves. And to come out tonight, this is now the biggest series that the New York Yankees have played all year. This is a series where if it doesn't go their way, could define this division. Aaron Boone did talk about it. The idea of how they play, to me, the most troubling thing. And we talk about the sloppy play. And we talk about the June swoons. And we talk about base running. And we talk about defense and outfield defense and covering the bags and everything that we talk about of a consistent kind of year-in, year-out issue for the New York Yankees. None is more troubling than the record inside the American League East. They are currently 10-16 in 26 games played inside the American League East this year. That is unacceptable. It is very, very difficult. They managed to do it last year because they were far and away the best team in the division. Even playing poorly against Baltimore, even playing poorly against the Red Sox, they found a way to win the division. It is very difficult to be 6 games under .500 in your division and win it. It's also telling that the teams that know them best perform best against them. That is a troubling issue that the New York Yankees have consistently had over the last 3, 4, 5 years. That has to end tonight. They don't have to go sweep. You don't have to go tie the division all in one series. But you have to make a statement that you can go into Toronto and win. You have to make a statement that even while they're hot, and the Yankees off of 2 games, I wouldn't call them hot necessarily. They lost the Cubs series heading into the All-Star break. They played a terrible game coming out of the All-Star break. But even when they're going great, 10 straight games in their building, built a division lead up to 3, one of the hottest teams in the American League. The Yankees have to go in there. They've lined it up. They gave us a BS bullpen game so they could have it just like this with Rodon, Schlittler, and Fried. This is the biggest series the Yankees have played all year. It's one of the biggest series in the regular season they've played in a while. And tonight is a night you look at Carlos Rodon off of what you got from Marcus Stroman, off of what you got from this offense on Saturday. You have to make it stick. And Carlos Rodon has to go out there and give us at least a little bit of a feeling like he can show up in the big games, that you can trust him ever so slightly. It won't cure all the ills. It won't make me feel like, bingo, here we go. Rodon in the postseason, no worries. But I need to see it once this year. And as great as he's been, and he has been great, we are yet to see that big-time performance in the biggest moments. This is a huge game, and it's a huge game for Carlos Rodon. 888-808-1019. So both teams with huge wins. We'll obviously talk about Saturday's offensive explosion for the Yankees. We will talk about Saturday and David Wright Day. We'll talk about the ills for both of these teams that still rear their ugly heads. And let's be honest, I know we look to focus on the Yankee sloppy play, and rightfully so. It's been going on a hell of a lot longer than the Mets sloppy play. But make no mistake, there has been some sloppy play from the New York Mets over this stretch where they have not been that good. And we saw more of it over this weekend. Both teams need to button it up. Both teams have issues. And then we will spend a lot of time on the trade deadline. And I will tell you right now, there is a name, probably the biggest name out there, come the trade deadline, that I honestly don't think the New York Yankees should trade for.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.